Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Truly is risen, my beloved. Today we're celebrating the holiday of the great martyr and miracle maker, George. George, the invincible. My beloved Saint George was a warrior, and he was a Christian. And when the Emperor Diocletian decided that he's going to fight and destroy all the Christians because his pagan god stopped to giving him any kind of a foretelling, the demons rather stopped giving him any telling of the future, and the demons told him plain out and simple that it's because there are righteous people are living in this earth, so he cannot say anything. And so he these righteous people were Christians, and of course he decided that he's going to destroy all the Christians. Well, when Saint George heard about it, and he was a great warrior and a great honor and loved by the emperor, he came up to him directly with, in front of all the people, and confessed that he was a Christian, and that he should not be attacking and putting the Christians that are that they don't have the faults that they should be put to jail and tortured and killed because they have not done any crimes. And he revealed that he was a Christian, and of course he was put into jail immediately, and then he was tortured. All kinds of tortures were given to him, and the Lord was healing him all the time, and they saw the miracles, and many people converted, but not the emperor. He thought it was this was because he was a warlock, and he was using some kind of a trickery into doing all those things. And then finally the emperor calls one of the highest warlocks that are known over there, and Anastasia, and he told him that he better do something and to stop his charms or whatever he is doing. And he prepared two drinks. One drink was supposed to be that if he would drink it, he would be totally under the power of the emperor, and he would be obey him. And the other drink, if that wouldn't work, then it would be a poison that will immediately kill him. Well, when the next day, when the warlock brought the drinks to the emperor and to the people and told about it, and then they were going to force St. George to drink it, he took it himself and he drank it, and of course nothing happened. And then when they saw that nothing happened, he still continued to be a Christian, then they were going to force him to drink the poison. And he again voluntarily, he just grabbed it and drank it, and again nothing happened to him. The poison did not work because of the God's power. And so that warlock got converted, and after he got converted and professed that he is a Christian also, and then and asked that to be accepted, and ask forgiveness of Christ for his sins because of his no knowledge, and he was ordered to be beheaded. And he asked the Lord that to accept the blood that will flow after he is beheaded from him as the baptizing for him to bring him to the kingdom of heaven. And and that's what happened. My beloved, so many miracles that St. George had performed, and which is of course it's a whole it's a beautiful history that you should really study, that you should look into, and into in his life, and how he had converted thousands of people, and how he had continued to help people after he went to the kingdom of heaven. For the Lord has no one he's not the God of dead, but he is a God of living. And so St. George lives, and he appeared so many times to people, sitting on a white horse and doing all kinds of miracles and helping people all the time. Continues to do that. All you have to do is have the faith and believe in the Lord, and that he is, again, I will repeat myself, he is the God of the living, not God of dead. And when we translate from this life into the other life, we go into a life of blessedness, a life where there is a joy, everlasting joy. And that is, of course, if we have learned to love our Lord. And this is what we should do. We should look at the examples of the saints, and St. George, and the great martyr, and all the saints that showed the love for the Lord, and they were all were brought into the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord had performed miracles through them, through their relics, and directly through their visitations, as many, many saints have done so. Let's work on ourselves more and more, so that we will not have any kind of depressions or all those things that the evil one puts onto us, where it shows that we have the lack of faith. We don't believe that God is everywhere present, and that he is almighty, and he controls everything. He controls every hair of our head, and he has a count of all them, as it says in the gospel, that when somebody catches the birds, well, they fall only when the Lord allows them to fall, and in particular these ones, because he really controls everything. Then you say, well, why does he allow me to be sick and to be in trouble and then to be maligned and to be tortured and so on? Well, he does that only for your salvation, only to help you to make it to the kingdom of heaven. You want to go to the kingdom of heaven. You want to be, and I want to be with the Lord, and in everlasting joy, to be with him, to be able to always to rejoice. And, you know, even when you look today at the flowers that are coming up, because it's already springtime, and things, the nature that the Lord had created, is he is waking it up, and such a beauty comes out of it. And all that is because of God's love. He continues to show our love, and we're in awe in seeing all these, the green grass coming out, and the leaves, and the flowers are coming up, and all those things, and the birds are being so rejoicing and seeing the resurrection of the nature that was sleeping during the winter. All those things, and it brings us, for those who love God, it brings us closer and closer to him, and we realize that all this beauty that we see in this earth is going to be looking very dull in compared to what it is in the kingdom of heaven. Everything that we see here, no matter how beautiful it is, and it cannot be compared with what is in the kingdom of heaven. For those, and the apostle Paul that was in the heaven, and the other saints that were in heaven, they said there is no way to describe the beauty and what is in the kingdom of heaven, because there's nothing to compare it here on earth. So let's look forward that. Let's look to the time when the Lord will allow us to be planted into the ground, and take our soul into the beautiful, beautiful place that's prepared for those who love him. Let's work on ourselves and to make sure that our love grows more and more, and that we love God more than anything or anybody in this earth, and so that we'll be able to truly be worthy of being together with him and all the saints, and forever and ever. And may God grant us this and the joy of the constant Pascha and the constant rejoicing in the kingdom of heaven with all the saints and all of the angels and archangels, and to see the beauty that there is no way to describe here on earth, because nothing is here comparable to it. May our great martyr and the conqueror and miracle maker, Saint George, help us in that road to be able to go and and reach that highest point, which is the heaven, so that we'll be able to always to be with our Lord, rejoicing. Amen.